ever since the disappearance of our beloved security guard, it has interested me on where he has gone. So me and my team have asked around Terra Nova, asking teachers, students, faculty members, etc., on where they thought Manny Brego was gone and when was the last time they saw him.
Hi, Chad. Do you think there's any reason Manny Brego would have to leave Terra Nova?
Honestly, I don't think so. He could have got bullied, you know. He didn't have that much respect around here. But I mean, he was a good guy.
Do you think Manny Brego could be in danger for any reason?
You know, he did ask a lot of people if he got things on them. So, might ask the wrong person. Wound up somewhere, I don't know.
How would you describe Manny Brego?
Very touchy and super obnoxious.
When was the last time you've seen him?
Last time I seen him was at the basketball courts when he wouldn't take his hands off me, and I just kept trying to big body me, so I had to big body him back.
Were you close to him at all?
No.
So, did he ever talk about going away, ever?
He's telling me his life dream about becoming a Fed, and I didn't want to hear it.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
So, Josh, when was the last time you saw Manny Brego?
Yeah, the last time I've seen Manny Brego on campus was about 4 to 5 weeks ago.
What do you think of his disappearance?
I think it's very suspicious because there's a new guy on campus and kids don't know much about him. He doesn't really make interactions with kids, but Manny Brego is a great guy and he's gone missing. Dun, dun, dun.
So what do you think happened to Manny Brego?
I don't know, honestly. I haven't seen him in a while and he always just kind of lingered in the background kind of like a bat and yeah.
When was the last time you've seen him?
Probably like a month ago. Can't really remember.
Recently, a new security guard has been hired. His name is Ivan. Suspicious? I certainly think so. Him and Manny Brego have only been working together long enough for Ivan to get to know Terra Nova High School. Here is his interview. So Ivan, you knew Manny Brego for a little bit when working with him. How old would you say you know him?
I'd say I know him pretty well.
Pretty well?
Yeah.
Do you know, like, any occupations or any plans that you might have had that he expressed?
He does enjoy wrestling. He has said that he wants to continue reffing high school. Other than that, he likes his job as security.
He likes his job as security?
Yeah, he does.
Do you have any information on his recent disappearance in the last few weeks?
Not much info other than that it's something to do with his stomach. And probably won't be back until after the break.
All right. Thank you very much, Ivan.
All right, thank you. All right.
But through all the interviews, we noticed something very peculiar. We noticed that a lot of the students and faculty members didn't have the same answer for where Manny Brego could be or when the last time they saw him. We had ranges from 2 to 6 weeks at the most. Being asked to recall something you never thought you would have to remember can be very challenging, especially for a teenager or a student who has so much on their mind. Many of our answers included a rumor that had Manny Brego working full-time as a member at Costco. We found this information to be false because, indeed, he is very sick. Mr. Carruthers, when was the last time you've seen Manny Brego?
I honestly don't know. Maybe 2 weeks ago? 3 weeks ago? Probably before my baby was born, so that was before Veterans Weekend. Yeah, I would have to say it was before Veterans Weekend.
Before Veterans Weekend? Do you remember the last conversation you had with Manny Berger?
It was probably about when we were going to barbecue, because he's all about barbecue, and since I run the barbecue club, I think it was him inquiring as to when we were next going to queue it up so he could be a part of it.
All right. It's good to hear. Given the example of Mr. Carruthers' interview, he seems to remember Manny Borrego's disappearance way better than most. He remembers his disappearance because he can recall his baby being born right after Manny Borrego's disappearance. When something happens that impacts your life in any way, you tend to remember that moment. You also tend to remember the moments surrounding that moment. So, in which case, the loss of Manny Borrego would also be tied into whatever that person was doing on that day. After I interviewed a trusted source of information in Danny Borrego, Manny Borrego's brother, we found out that Manny Borrego is in fact very ill. He's at the hospital right now and he's working to get better.